As you donate, you also earn a ticket for one of our weekly raffle draws featuring prizes from local businesses including Old Farm Fine Foods, The Screening Room, Smokes Poutinerie, Studio 330, Tango Nuevo, Terra Natural Foods, The Toucan, The Wit, and YGK Thrift. Enjoy the benefits of donating. Give today via CFRC.ca.
What's up, everyone? You're tuned to No Static here at CFRC 1019. CFRC.ca, wherever else you listen to the show. For today's episode, for tonight's episode, whenever you listen to the show, we are doing a very noise-focused show. I know I tend to dip my toes in this genre, this sound, a lot. And ahead of my artist in residency that I'm doing with the station, I'm highlighting one, a mix from co-host at the station, Super Gen. They do More Noise Please Friday nights, I believe at 8 p.m. Do check it out. They have a lot of collaborators on their show as well. Good content in general. They performed out in Toronto, and I asked if they could send me their mix from their DJ performance that they did, and they were gracious enough to do so. So that's going to be the first hour of the show. The second hour of the show, it'll be a combination of my collaborative work that I did with David Parker very recently. David Parker ran the Fern Point Broadcast Project this Saturday, the 16th of November, if you're listening live and local. Be sure to seek out the archives on the CFRC.ca website or reach out to David Parker, also known as Slowman Tofu, on Instagram and otherwise, and they will get you that broadcast. It was a 3-hour broadcast. I had a 30-minute or so contribution to the performance, which I will be highlighting here. Myself and David, for lack of a better term, jammed together and made weird noises. And then to close, in the summer, I had a slew of live dates, including one at Hamilton's Institution, the Doors Pub. There, I performed at the Noise Night that Babette runs, I believe, every second Sunday. Check them out, Honey Boiler, honey like the production of a bee. Find them on Instagram, they run cool stuff out there too. And that's going to be the show, with some sort of buffering tracks here and there to fill in the gaps. So that's the itinerary, that's the plan for the next few hours. Keep it locked, keep it local. Thanks for your ears, thanks for your listening time, and see you in a bit. Also, we are running our fundraiser, lest I forget. We are a nonprofit organization. We need your money, very fundamentally. We need your money to run projects like this, to platform local artists, to put out content that we do on the CFRC Live Sessions YouTube and Instagram page, to operate, to pay our staff, to do literally anything, because everything costs money these days. And as we need your money at the end of the day. That's how this operation will continue to work. That's the plan.
To walk around.
Send us a donation, CFRC.ca. You'll get swag. I'll say I love you on air, perhaps, if you leave a note requesting that I do so.
Helpful to me.
See you in a bit.
Let me show you how it's done, in case you want to try it. Now first I have to close my eyes, and then I go through certain mental configurations, and by this means I can dissolve through the outer epidermal layer, like this, and several other layers here. There. Now when you first come to the brain, you have to pass through the medulla oblongata. That's where things like breathing and heartbeat and glands are controlled. It's kind of like plumbing. It's not very interesting. But if you keep going, you cross into the cerebrum. And that's where all your thoughts are. You know, when I first came to my cerebrum here, there were thoughts scattered all over. That place was a mess. Old mathematical formula, bits of poetry, and telephone numbers were all mixed up together. It was terrible. Over the years, I've been able to organize. Now, in this part of my brain, for instance, I keep thoughts about my family. There goes some family thoughts. That's a great family. There's my wife, parents, my Uncle Ray. There goes Cousin Barbara. My nephew, Evan. Uncle Charlie? Oh, Uncle Charlie. We can't stand each other. I've been meaning to refile him under enemies. Now, those are some of my family thoughts. Now, on the other hand, over here, in this part of my brain, I've got my scientific thoughts. Mathematics. Physics. Thoughts on astronomy. But to tell you the truth, I never was very good at science. Anyway, I think you get the idea. Say, now that we're here, let me show you some of my good thoughts. I have a special section of extra good thoughts that I'm very proud of. They're right over here. Oh, yeah. Lovely. That's a nice thought. Isn't that beautiful? Of course, I've got some evil thoughts, too. I guess everybody does. Hey, you want to see my evil thoughts? I keep them over here, in this part of my brain. They're greedy thoughts. Gluttony. Hate. Lust. Well, that's enough of that. Let's go into something nicer. I've got a great collection of personal memories. They're right over this way. And oh, I almost forgot. To get to that part of my mind, we have to pass through another area. My fears. It's a little scary, but we'll go fast, okay? I think you can see how organizing your brain like this can be very helpful. We're getting to the fears. I hate this part. Oh, boy. Gee, oh, spiders, man. I hate spiders. That one really gets me. Oh, brother. I wish we could get rid of that one. I'm glad that's over with. At least there's an advantage to lumping all your fears together so they don't get mixed up with other things. Anyway, here we are in my personal memories. There, that's the house I grew up in. Oh, there goes Mary Lou, my first girlfriend. And here's a circus I saw as a kid. Oh, that's a little fear. I must have gotten out of place somehow. I'm sorry about that. But here's a cottage where we spent summers. And, mix up there. Well, there's the high school when I was... Oh, boy. Now, something's going wrong here. No, what's happening? No. This is all wrong. It's not supposed to... Oh, no. I'm out of control here. No. I can get out of here. Well, I wonder if it would help if I file things alphabetically.
Because the garden is performing wonderfully well. The cottage garden here is just overflowing with roses. There's colour everywhere. But you have to see the big picture. And a lot of plants have gone over. Here we have the remnants of the forget-me-nots. Dead, dry, and these are biennials. They will die back now, set their seed, new plants will grow next year. There are dead leaves from the daffodils that are in here. They've completely died back. So the job is to clear. once more unleashed. Each one of us has some purpose on this earth, some role to play. And in the case of Michelle and Lou, the role that they had chosen to play was the role of mother. Now, not having met either of these lovely young women, but knowing that I did want to say something meaningful about them today, I went to my Webster's dictionary and I looked at the word model. Model, a person that serves as an artist's pattern, specifically a person who poses for an artist. But beyond that, it says, an example for imitation. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest mine head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Nintendo Static here at CFRC 1019. CFRC.ca, wherever else you listen to this show, you're listening to a mix from Supergen that they performed at Goodfellas X-Files Rave Children on October 26th. Supergen is a radio show host based at the Met Radio. And let me double check where that is. Met Radio CJTM, based out in Toronto. That's the AM station based out in Toronto. And they are syndicated here. They play Friday nights at 8 p.m. Do check them out. They have a lot of local bands coming in and out. They run shows out in Toronto and otherwise as well. And overall, a general, very cool person. And they sent me their mix that they did from their DJ set. So it's a little hard to keep track of the specifics of the track listing here, but they did give me the list top to bottom. So the plan is I'm going to list out half. We'll list out half the track listing. We'll list out the other half once we're done this segment and onwards in the other ones. This is my like noise sort of focused episode. We're listening to Super Gen's mix, More Noise Pleases mix, and then we're going to be listening to a selection of my contribution to David Parker's performance here as well, their Fern Point Broadcast project. Check it out on Instagram or on the internet. If you look up Fern Point Broadcast, David Parker, Slowman Tofu, I'm sure you will find it. It's an explanation of what the radio waves can be and what they can mean to be. And we jammed, for lack of a better term, for about 30 minutes or so. And it may end up on a cassette tape sometime down the line. So if you want one, you can reach out to me. nostaticradioshow@gmail.com. All one word, all lowercase. No static, not nostactic, which I've heard in the past, which makes me laugh every time. So yes, the track listing. We heard Limbo, The Organized Mind, Raymond Scott, and Jim Henson. We heard World of Time Flying, Del Stephen. I hope you have your pen and paper out. We're going to be doing a lot of this. We heard Drip Drop, Maniacs, and Witches, More Noise Please. We heard Mystery Lake with Body of Intrigue. We heard Wonder Tune, Aho San. We heard Shortwave Transmission by Monotone. We heard Mystery Lake by Body of Intrigue. We heard Wonder Tune again by Aho San. We heard Sutterfuge by Aiden Baker and Dead Neanderthals. We heard NTCO2 by Lasting Efforts. We heard a selection from the Roadsog mix of John Cage, Aaron Dilloy's performance of it. We heard Remote and Vulnerable by BP. We heard a sample from The Eyes of Laura Mars, and we heard Form 1 by N. Antoni. Let's get back to the mix. You listen to No Static, you listen to CFRC. We have our funding drive going on. We are a non-profit organization. We need your money to do cool, unique, singular programming that you will not find anywhere locally in Kingston and the surrounding area, or hard to find on the internet as well. Every community station does an incredible diligence to keep their programming unique, fresh, and stand alone. And we are able to do that by funding the operation of the station, by funding the equipment that we use, by funding our means to host artists locally, like we have with our CFRC live sessions, and doing our best to platform local artists and entities in town as well. So please, $1, $2, $10, $100, $1,000, any amount counts. If you go to cfrc.ca, you can contribute there, you can get a tax deduction, you can get some swag. The world is your oyster. So thank you for your years, thank you for your time. Let's get back to the mix. This is Super Gen, also known as More Noise Please. This is their live performance out at the Rave Chill Room on 10/26, that's October 26th of this year.
mtaki saba. Nikaona katikati ya kile kitu cha enzi na wale wenye uhai wanne, na katikati ya wale wazee mwanakondoo amesimama. Alikuwa kana kwamba amechinjwa. Yeye ameshinda apate kukifungua kile kitabu na zile muhuri zake saba. Nikaona katikati ya kile kitu cha enzi na wale wenye uhai wanne, na katikati ya wale wazee mwanakondoo amesimama. Alikuwa kana kwamba amechinjwa, mwenye pembe saba na macho saba, ambazo ni roho saba za Mungu zilizotumwa katika dunia yote. Kati ya wale wazee mwanakondoo amesimama. Alikuwa kana kwamba amechinjwa, mwenye pembe saba na macho saba, ambazo ni roho saba za Mungu.